business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than a safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
An update on one man's efforts to change things in Washington.
The chief executive of Starbucks, the chain of coffee houses, Howard Schultz, says he's had hundreds of messages of support, many from business leaders who normally would donate to campaigns, agreeing with his call for a boycott. No cash for re-election efforts until there's a bipartisan deal to reduce debt, then focus on creating jobs.
We want to suspend the donations to encourage the incumbents, including the president, to go back to work and to reach a deal.
The Starbucks founder would like to see national leaders in Washington, not on vacation, working hard to repair the economy. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Police in Billings, Montana say a 31-year-old man wearing green face paint and a large baby bib walked into a drugstore and demanded its entire supply of a prescription pain medication. The pharmacist refused. The guy left but was arrested later at his home. Still not sure about that baby bib. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. Joining me and JP right now are Musicians for Heroin Awareness, and they're all scientists, which is really surprising to me. Hello, guys.
Hi,
welcome. John Kapagan is here, and he's brought the guys with him with John, Doug, John and Ed. Ed, John, Doug, yeah. And you all have regular jobs, scientists, you say.
Yes.
Okay. Doug, get in that microphone right there because we can't even hear you. Could you put that up for him? I mean, he's going to talk with his mouth there. Oh, okay.
I got it
when that happens.
Well, that's probably dangerous to do. You got it?
I got it.
Hang on. What do you do, Doug?
I'm a toxicologist, just like John.
You're all toxicologists?
Yeah. Not exactly.
You're a veterinarian.
Close enough.
I'm a chemist.
You're a chemist.
Rock and roll scientist.
I mean, this just sounds really weird. I have to say, musicians for Heroin Awareness. And you're just actually what you're doing is giving up your time and your talents to help, because we do have a problem, don't we, here?
Yes, we do.
In our own community. Get in there a little bit, John.
Okay. Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you're involved with JTNN, Joined Together Northern Nevada.
Right. And that's an organization that's committed to helping families and community in need. For issues like chemical dependence, alcohol addiction, awareness for the community, doing things like parent support groups, helping in rehabilitation efforts, just all the things that a community needs to do when there is a threat, particularly to the teenagers of the community, of something like heroin and other very strong illicit street drugs that are in our community right now and increasing in use in our young people.
I have to tell you, I was surprised when I heard the statistics of young people doing heroin.
It's unbelievable. It will blow you away, actually, that the number of seizures in this area have gone up 1,600.
1,600?
Why? In the last couple of years.
What would you say? What's your best guess? I mean, is it broken homes? I mean, I don't know. I know we have a lot of homeless
cheap.
Here now.
The heroin's cheap. It's tremendously potent, and it's so potent, as a matter of fact, that particularly with kids, the first couple of times they use it, they're prone to a lifelong addiction after that. It's a very, very tough drug. Not that they aren't all bad, but with heroin and with the teenagers, the brain's not the blood-brain barrier is not completely formed yet. They're very susceptible to any kind of chemical.
Especially opiates, huh?
Yeah.
With that numbing.
Because you have natural
opiate
thing. Receptors. Absolutely. So we've got, what we have in our community is just a huge increase in teenagers that are becoming heroin addicts.
I've never thought of heroin as an entertainment drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Recreational drug. It doesn't compute.
In the old days, though, I mean, you look at entertainers like James Taylor and
Ray Charles.
David Crosby. I mean, those guys, of course, they had the money in those days. But yeah. But I tell people, you know, if James Taylor and David Crosby, you know, after 30 years of being heroin users can kick the habit, then anything's possible.
Well, what's it take?
Not to give up.
It takes, 3 days physically and a whole lot longer psychologically?
Yeah. Right about, yeah.
Just got to get it out of your system first,
For sure, and then you're right.
And that's severe. The detox is very severe. Just incredible. I just couldn't even imagine. I was just thrown back when Pat Cashel told me what the need is for help here in the community on heroin, about heroin with our kids.
It's great, though. The community is coming together. Mm-hmm. They say, you know, it takes a village to raise a kid. Well, I mean, it takes the village to also help when families are in need, and that's exactly what's happening in this area.
So you guys have come together, MUHA, Musicians for Heroin Awareness, and you've got this incredible event tomorrow.
Yes.
I mean, this is like last minute stuff here, but people know about it. JTNN is going to be at the Great Basin Brewing Company, which Tom always loves to jump on the bandwagon
and
help.
Paul is great too, who manages the restaurant there. They're all, you know,
always willing,
jumping in, doing everything we need to make sure that this
fun place to be too. They got the stage out there.
Yeah, I should add it's a Sparks location since there's three Great Basins now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, good, right. Good point there. Yeah, Tom's really branching out now. He's big time. But we love it there at Victorian Square because they've got the stage outside and they can put the chairs up and everything. And let me see, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bands are going to play. Seven, eight,
Mary.
And more.
Yep.
Plus, Mary, your daughter's going to sing. I'm going to get that in there, John.
Yes, Mary. I hope you're listening.
Yes, Mary. Mary's going to be singing for this. Silent auctions, local bands, raffle prizes, face painting. I mean, just a whole lot of fun.
Yes.
What kind of items do you have up for the silent auction? Do you know?
We have
a lot of community involved.
A lot of community stuff, gift cards for all kinds of restaurants. We've got bikes.
Bikes
for kids. Yes, some really cool bikes that are going to be auctioned off that are kind of painted like you would see at Burning Man.
Just in time.
I think. Yes, right. Just in time. Yeah. And gosh, I don't know. There's just, you know, a ton of stuff. It was there yesterday, and the whole table is full. Just a basket's full of stuff. We got artwork. People have donated.
Jeez, this is fantastic. I love to see the community come through for this. Yes. Starts at noon till 8.
Yes.
Or whenever, huh?
Yeah. Right. Or whenever, but. 8 is the official close, but last time I think our band played
stretched for another hour and a half
or something like that because the crowd kept.
Well, of course, standing ovation, lighting those matches.
On the stage. I mean.
Okay, Ed's got his guitar. Let's do some music. Okay. Come on, let's do some live music.
We're gonna let you choose. We had a couple that picked out that were an Eagles tune and a Crosby, Stills, Nash tune.
Oh, do the Crosby, Stills, Nash tune first.
Okay.
That one?
Yeah. All right.
Get that in there too.
Get around. Gather around.
2.5 minutes.
We got 2.5 minutes.
Okay.
Let's go. Do it loud. Do it proud. Don't get wearied if I jump in. I can't help myself.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly high, only to trip at the sound of goodbye.
Woo! Yeah.
Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even a hello? We are one person, we are two alone, we are three together, we are for each other.
Wow.
Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its